BLM activist, teen knife fights happening for eons, no need for police to use weapons. By Amy Furr on April 23, 2021. Teenagers have been involved in fights with knives for a very long time. Activist and Black Lives Matter supporter Bree Newsom tweeted Tuesday. Teenagers have been having fights, including fights involving knives, for eons. We do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene and using a weapon against one of the teenagers. Y'all need help. I mean that sincerely, she wrote. Newsom's comments came after the Columbus Division of Police released body cam footage showing the shooting Tuesday of a Black teenager who appeared to be armed with a knife. The video appears to show the girl fighting with another girl as the officer opens fire. Breitbart News reported, adding a knife was seen in the teen's hand as she seemingly tried to stab the girl wearing pink. Warning: graphic video. During Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's The Readout, host Joy Reid spoke about the fatal police shooting of Makia Bryant, saying she remembered fights at school where a student had a knife and teachers were able to defuse that, and they didn't have guns. In a subsequent post, Newsom said people should be frightened that the ruling white elite have done such a thoroughly successful job of not only disconnecting us from the means of basic self-sufficiency but also convincing us we need armed white officers to manage our children and communities. According to her website, Newsom is an artist who garnered national attention in 2015 when she climbed the flagpole at the South Carolina Capitol building and brought down the Confederate flag. Twitter users responded with criticism to Newsom's tweet regarding teenage knife fights. We usually like your takes. Not this time. That girl had a big knife and was about to use it forcefully. Sad situation all around. But the cop, this time, made a snap decision that saved the girl in pink, one person wrote. People have been murdering other people for hundreds of years. We don't need the police to intervene or interfere in a long-standing tradition we have had in our society. You are an extremist, another commented.